I'm Rachelle Smith, and my voice is a weapon against wrongdoing, and so is yours. Join me as I expose the truth and stand up for those affected by military sexual trauma. We can break the silence together. Welcome to the Silence Voices of MST. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Silence Voices of MST. If you didn't get the memo, we did update our name. Go back a video and you will see some really cool updates. This is another new thing that we're trying. We're going to discuss the top news stories each week that are affecting our military and veteran communities. And that's just because these stories need to stay in the public eye. We all need to be cognizant of them and we need to know what exactly we're fighting against. So our first story today is going to revolve around a pretty significant development within the U.S. Coast Guard. This is a huge deal that an official decided to resign because they were instructed to lie, to cover up things that were going on with Operation Fouled Anchor. And that only came to light on June 10th of this week.
Terrible position. How dare they do this to me? They had me standing up in front of cadets for 11 years talking about honor, respect, devotion to duty. Where is their respect to any of us? I'm disgusted.
They have accused high-ranking members of the Coast Guard of systematically covering up incidents of misconduct and failing to hold perpetrators accountable. So this alleged cover-up has raised some really serious questions about transparency and accountability within the service that we've been asking for a long time. So the resignation and these subsequent allegations come at a really interesting time where all military institutions are under intense scrutiny for their handling of misconduct cases, especially those about sexual assault and harassment. This news is especially significant for us as advocates because it really underscores what's going on, like the challenges that we face as survivors of military sexual trauma. And people can finally see what we're going through when we try to report what's really going on, when we're trying to seek justice, when we're reporting and trying to get support. So in response to these allegations, there have been a lot of calls for a thorough investigation and greater oversight to ensure that those that are responsible are finally held accountable. Advocates are urging for systemic changes to prevent further cover-ups and to protect the rights of victims within the military. That's us as well. And as we follow that story, it's crucial to remember the importance of transparency and accountability in all branches of the military, not just the Coast Guard. Survivors deserve justice, and it's really up to us to continue advocating for change. So moving on now to our second story, Ohio State University's ROTC leader, Lieutenant Colonel Michael Kelvington, has been suspended amid a sexual misconduct investigation. So according to reports, Kelvington violated a stay-away order, which was issued by the campus police during a Title IX investigation. This order was actually violated twice, leading to him being reassigned off campus. And the news story states that Kelvington had a distinguished military career, which, pause, we need to know that because he's now under scrutiny for serious allegations and the university emphasized its zero tolerance policy. But again, this case is highlighting the ongoing issues within the military, even in educational institutions and handling matters like this. So it's important and essential for us to stay informed and continue to support survivors through things like this. Our third story today comes from Washington State, where a jury has found the CEO of a veterans nonprofit liable for sexually harassing 12 women. According to the Attorney General's office, Thad Lawson, real name's Thelbert, he's a junior, founder and CEO of Operation Veterans Assistance and Humanitarian Aid, which is OVAHA, was ordered to pay $1.5 million in damages for pervasive sexual harassment and retaliation against employees and members of the public. His actions included offensive touching, sexually charged remarks, and inappropriate requests for sex. And despite numerous complaints and even having a criminal conviction for assault, he continued his unlawful behavior, and the jury's decision, I feel, and many feels, a step towards justice for the victims and a really great reminder that this shit won't be tolerated anymore. And this story for us highlights the importance of holding people accountable regardless of their position, because we need to ensure safe and respectful environments, not just for veterans or service members, but everyone. And we have to continue to support and uplift people that come forward with these experiences. Our fourth story involves Major General Philip Stewart of the Air Force. He's a two-star that's been charged with multiple crimes, including rape. So General Stewart allegedly assaulted a subordinate officer during a business trip to Altus Air Force Base in Oklahoma. He faces charges of sexual assault, dereliction of duty, conduct unbecoming of an officer, and extramarital sexual conduct. He has pleaded not guilty and requested a jury of officers for his court-martial. If you didn't know, he before had asked to retire instead of being court-martialed, and the Secretary of the Air Force, surprise, surprise, did the right thing and said, hell no, you're gonna face that court-martial just like you would if you were an E-2. So I was actually pretty surprised to see that, but hey, that is progress. It doesn't matter what your rank is. You got to face the music for what you've done. So the allegations highlight the power dynamics within the military that can complicate issues like consent. So this case for us, again, stark reminder that there is an ongoing need for vigilance and accountability in addressing sexual misconduct in the military. So those are all the top stories for this week. You can stay tuned for more updates and in-depth discussions. And if you have any thoughts or questions or comments, feel free to reach out to the Silenced Voices of MST online on our social media or on our website, silencevoicesmst.com. So this is going to be something that gets updated on Saturdays. There's going to be a new episode every Saturday of this, and I don't want to give away too much about our new format, but yes, we will continue with survivor stories. We're continuing also with news stories like this, but we're also going to do some deep dives, and we're going to do some highlights on particular cases because somebody learned how a Freedom of Information Act works. I'm your host, Rachel Smith, and as always, I'm going to encourage you to tell your story. Your voice is a weapon in the fight against MST. Take care. Remember, our voices are weapons in the fight against MST. Stay connected, share your story, and join our fight to end military sexual trauma for good. Until next time, thanks for listening to the Silenced Voices of MST.